Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, the second of our fact-checking sessions in relation to the referendum campaign. So today, if the referendum is passed, what actual legislation would come into place? We're joined by senior reporter with journal.ie, Michelle Hennessy, who's been looking at this. Michelle, good afternoon,
good afternoon to you.
And now, at the moment, we don't have an actual... This is a proposed legislation.
It is, and I think that's important for people to know, because when they actually go to the polls, their ballot paper isn't going to have any of this information on it. People are just going to be asked if they want to repeal the Eighth Amendment and to replace it with a section that will say that the House of the Oireachtas will be able to legislate for termination. Now, we do have proposed legislation, and I think it's important that we always talk about this as draft legislation or proposed legislation, which has been written up by the Minister for Health, Simon Harris. So we do have an idea of what we might get and what we probably will get, because actually, even though it has to go through both Houses of Oireachtas, if the referendum is passed afterwards, it may change slightly. It's not likely to change significantly unless there's some kind of a massive shift in within the political parties during that time, which again is unlikely.
Yeah, and it's like he would probably have the votes for it. He wouldn't necessarily be relying on Fianna Fáil, but he'd have the votes elsewhere.
It does look like he would have the votes for it at the moment. So we do have a general idea, but again, like I said, it's important for people to know that they're not going to have this in front of them, and what they are voting on the day of the referendum is whether they want to remove the Eighth Amendment from the Constitution and replace it with a line that would allow the government to then legislate for terminations. I guess if we kind of split this into two to deal with the kind of main situations, up to 12 weeks is what people might be hearing about a lot. The draft legislation that we have would legislate for up to 12 weeks, allowing termination with no restriction as to reason. Now, I think people have probably been hearing about, unrestricted access to abortion. While there would be no restriction as to reason, there are restrictions in the actual process. And in the draft legislation, which would have to be approved by the Houses of Oireachtas, it says that it would be lawful to carry a determination of pregnancy up to 12 weeks once a medical practitioner has certified that you haven't passed the 12 weeks. You would have to go to your doctor and they would have to make sure that you haven't passed 12 weeks of pregnancy. And then after that, you have a waiting period of 72 hours before you would actually be allowed to have the termination. So I think it's important to talk about the restrictions that would be in place in this situation where, you can't just walk in and on the same day get a termination. There would have to be going to see a doctor and then, like I said, the waiting period. Now, I also think it's important for us to talk about why this is allowed without having
and just
to provide,
when you say a doctor, that could mean a GP. You can go to a GP and the GP will say, okay, go away, think about it for 72 hours and then they refer them, presumably.
They would refer them on. And this will be, for the most part, GP-led up to 12 weeks. Now, the reason that they have in the proposed legislation no restriction as to reason is because when the Oireachtas Committee looked at legislating for terminations in Ireland, and they spoke to experts, particularly experts who deal in the area of sexual assault, they realised that it really wasn't feasible for them to legislate specifically for those cases, because they said there would be a difficulty in the verification of rape and sexual assault. Questions about, would a victim have to have reported it to the Gardaí? Would there have had to be a prosecution potentially before, to prove that it had actually happened before you'd be allowed to get a termination? And they also spoke with experts about the possibility of further traumatisation of a victim if the person had to go through discussing what had happened to them and to essentially prove that it had happened before they were allowed to terminate their pregnancy. And that's why they are proposing to allow terminations with no restriction as to reason up to 12 weeks. So if we want to talk about beyond that, people have probably heard discussions about terminations up to 6 months. And government ministers and experts in the area have stressed that under the proposed legislation, terminations after the 12-week point that we've just spoken about will only occur in small numbers and under strict conditions. The proposed legislation states that it'll be lawful to carry out a pregnancy beyond 12 weeks if there's a risk to the life or serious harm to the health of the pregnant woman, if the fetus has not reached viability, and that's about 23 or 24 weeks is viability, and it's appropriate to carry out the termination of the pregnancy in order to avert that risk to the woman's life or serious harm to her health. Now, all three of those conditions would have to be met, and this is two medical practitioners would have to be involved, and one of those would have to be an obstetrician. So you can see that there are very strict conditions under which this would be allowed to take place.
Right. Okay. Now, to go through what that process means, that there'd have to be a severe physical risk to the life of the mother, or a severe mental health risk to the life of the mother, as judged by by an obstetrician and perhaps either a psychiatrist or somebody else who specialised in whatever physical threat is.
The second medical practitioner would be whichever practitioner would be relevant to the situation, as well as the obstetrician. The obstetrician really there would be involved in assessing maybe the viability of the fetus, or if it is a pregnancy related condition, that would be where the obstetrician would come in. And the second doctor would be whoever would be relevant to that situation, whoever would be most appropriate to the situation. One thing that I was discussing with people as part of this, because I actually did a fact check specifically on this up to 6 months point, and I spoke to a GP who pointed out that terminations in cases where a pregnant woman is suicidal, which is what you just referenced there, is already legal in Ireland under the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Act. So the legislation that we have in at the moment, that the 2013 Act, legislates for a substantial risk of the loss of the woman's life from physical illness, also the risk of loss of life from suicide, and also the risk of loss of life in an emergency situation. Mm. And this proposed legislation also covers all of those areas.
Right. Does the 2013 Act have a term limit on it?
The 2013 Act doesn't have a term limit on it.
Yeah. Okay. So it's effectively the same then, really.
Yes, except there are additions in the proposed legislation. So obviously we don't have the up to 12 weeks in the current legislation. Mm. And we also don't have any provision that would cover a fatal fetal diagnosis in the current legislation. And the proposed legislation, if the Eighth Amendment is repealed, would cover a fatal fetal diagnosis and would allow women who've had that diagnosis to have a termination in Ireland rather than having to travel to the UK, which is the situation now.
And part of the role for the obstetrician would be to say, this is a viable fetus, this is non-viable. If the obstetrician says, no, this is viable, what happens then?
If the pregnancy is considered viable, and like I said, that's 23 or 24 weeks, at that stage, there's about a 50% chance that the fetus would survive outside of the womb. Mm. If it's before that, there will be a termination. If it's after that, it would be an early delivery by C-section, and that would be under general anaesthetic. We're talking about either early delivery or termination at that point.
Yeah.
And what doctors have said is that viability has moved back in recent years.
That's the interesting thing. That's the nebulous part of this,
It's possible that, with this legislation in place, it doesn't have a specific term limit on it. It just says viability. And I think that's the way it will remain, because 23, 24 weeks with modern developments in medicine could move back to 22, 21, 20. We can't really estimate how far things will go in the next decade or century, so there is a possibility of that moving backwards as well.
Right. Okay. And they're the two main planks of it, really, I suppose. There's no other wrinkles in there in terms of this proposed legislation.
Those are the two main planks, and I think that those are the things that people will have been hearing around. I think it's important for people to be aware of this before they go in and vote. I think people actually have been, in my experience in recent weeks, have been asking an awful lot of questions. People seem to be very eager to have all of the facts in front of them, which I think is very positive ahead of this.
Yeah. Michelle, thanks very much for coming in with us. That's Michelle Hennessy there, senior reporter with the journal.ie. We're going to take a break after that. News from around the world.
Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.